Jordan Peele's 2017 film Get Out was a genre-defining moment for horror movies. In it, Chris, a young black man, visits his girlfriend Rose's family. He becomes increasingly uncomfortable around the all-white family and has eerie moments like this one with a member of their black staff.
I can assure you, I don't answer to anyone.
Right. All I know is sometimes, but there's too many white people, I get nervous, you know.
Now, black actors have always had roles in horror films, but the success of Get Out ushered in a new era of black horror, and that has continued into the 2020s. Right now, Kiera Sterling is teaching a class on black horror at the Coolidge Corner Theater. She's an independent academic and joins me now to talk about it. Welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Okay, let's jump right in with Get Out, the 2017 movie, which introduced you to your love of black horror films. Why was Get Out so important?
Yeah, I think Get Out really was able to articulate a black experience and a black contemporary experience in a way that we haven't really seen before. So the way that Get Out centralizes the sort of paranoia that a lot of black folks are led to be shamed for having, the way that Get Out uses the microaggression as a way to understand that the horror in this contemporary society is perhaps the white liberal, right, that would have voted for Obama for a third term. I think that Get Out, you know, was able to really just kind of visualize this idea of the sunken place as this literal sort of embodiment of that paralysis of fear and confusion that a lot of black folks were feeling in a sort of post-racial, Obama phase.
So that was a movie. That was a movie of that moment. Let's now back up for a second. We'll come back to that. But I want you to walk us through the difference between a black character in a horror movie, which we've seen for years and years, and actual black horror as a genre.
Yeah. So I think that this is the slippage of talking about black horror, right? You know, black folks have been represented on screen for since the 1800s. And if we are really to think about that, we're thinking about how they're represented. That gives a different orientation of what horror is, especially for black folks that have been depicted as evil and as this sort of embodiment of monstrosity since the inception of black folks on screen. So there is a reason for us to think about D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation as the first black horror film, which effectively is depicting, you know, this black man as this evil that must be overcome. And whether we trace that on into black horror as a sort of sci-fi and the creature feature of whether it be King Kong or whether it be Creature from the Black Lagoon, these films that are depicting or associating the monstrous other with this sort of foreign evil that's very different from the sort of white normative individual that we take to be the status quo.
So the first real heyday of black horror films was in the 60s and 70s. And one of the seminal films from that period was Blackula from 1972. I want to play a clip. This is Mooma Walde, or Blackula, played by William Marshall, speaking with Dr. Gordon Thompson of the Los Angeles Police. And he's played by Thalmas Rasulallah. Here we go.
The police have a theory about these killings.
Are we to assume that they believe a vampire or some other such creature is responsible?
A vampire?
That's it, maybe.
However, many in the department don't believe it.
Now, I would think that to be the vampire's greatest defense.
You're right.
So there's Mama Walde just running the table on that conversation. Tell us about Blackula and why it was such a big moment for black filmmaking.
Yeah, Blackula is so exciting. So the 1970s are a really important part of and heyday, as you said, of black independent filmmaking, black filmmaking period, because it's the first time in a long time that you really get black folks that have access to to big studio money. And so when we're talking about Black horror, you know, we have to differentiate, as we kind of just already started, between Blacks in horror, right? That sort of early representation of Black folks as monstrosity, and Black horror, which is Black cinema and Black horror genre that is produced by mainly Black talent and telling stories that center Black narrative and center Black subjectivity in really powerful ways. So when Blackula comes on the scene, it really kind of shifts the balance of the horror genre, because it's able to for the first time, really intervene in this idea of who the monster is and shift that paradigm by showing Blackula, who is himself a monster, right? He's a vampire that's kind of wreaking havoc on 1970s LA. But you also understand Blackula to have been created by Count Dracula. And so in doing so, it is giving us a larger context about the white vampire as a sort of metaphor for the way that whiteness and white imperialism continues to have a vampiric effect on Blackness and the Black community.
So let's fast forward now, because based on what you just said, it's the perfect time to bring in Lovecraft Country, which is on HBO now. It takes place in the 1950s Jim Crow America, and it follows a Black man named Atticus, played by Jonathan Majors, as he road trips to a town in Massachusetts where the horror writer H.P. Lovecraft supposedly based many of his fictional stories. And there are two tiers of horror at play here, with many arguing that the most disturbing tier is the violent racism that the characters encounter. Here's a bit of the first episode. Atticus, his friend, and his uncle are pulled over by a racist sheriff in Devon County. The sheriff's name is Eustace Hunt, and here's what he tells them.
Any of you all know what a sundown town is?
Yes, sir, we do.
Well, this is a sundown county. If I had found you in my woods like animals after dark, it would have been my sworn duty to hang every single one of you from them trees.
It's not sundown yet.
Sunset is at 7:09 today. That's 7 minutes from now.
Then we'll be out of the county in six.
You are a big fan of the show. Can you situate it for us in the lineage of the Black horror genre?
Yeah, Lovecraft Country is responding so directly to so many of the films that we've seen throughout the balance of Black horror. And as you noted, it's really trying to get into, much like what Peele did in Get Out, the sort of more insidious effects of the white imagination. I think that a great way and sort of a great embodiment, especially as the series unfolds, to think about that is through Christina's character and her relationship with pretty much most of the other central characters in the film. You know, I think that Christina is a great sort of embodiment of our contemporary white feminism and the way that she's sort of, you know, unabashedly destructive, and the ways that Blackness still kind of operates around her as a character for a need of survival that's often kind of, you know, chided or subverted at different points. But it really gives us a really good contemplation about how Black folks are interacting with history and how the legacy of Blackness has invariably been connected to a relationship to the horrifying.
You know, I have always hated most horror because I don't get the moment after the scare where I realize I'm safe and I can breathe a sigh of relief. It just makes me think someone would do that to me if they could. Now, I'm white, but in preparing for the segment, I read scholars referring to a kind of catharsis that Black horror can sometimes offer by depicting racial trauma and the realities of racism as being on the level of horror. But I also wonder, does that have a toll of its own sometimes?
Oh, interesting. I think that, you know, I always bring up the way that Black folks bring to whatever they're viewing, whether it's for, you know, a major commercial film that they're seeking kind of a catharsis from, or a, you know, art house horror, an oppositional gaze. And this is something that bell hooks talks about. It's the way that Black folks, particularly Black women, are so used to seeing themselves represented on film in a way that's inaccurate, that they develop and cultivate a sort of spectorial skepticism. And that allows them to kind of critically engage, whether they realize it or not, with the way that they're being represented. And I think that that's really key to this idea of catharsis. And I think that this is what's also a very important aspect of Black horror, is that you're able to finally, whether you're a white spectator or a Black spectator, you're able to kind of be resituated when you see a Black cast negotiating Black horrors. And you're forced to contend with how you may or may not sympathize with the white character, and how the sort of white character is perhaps embodying that sort of white imagination, or understand how a Black character is understanding and sort of responding to that effect or consequence of the white imagination in real time.
And that is Kiera Sterling. She's an independent academic teaching a class on Black horror at the Coolidge Corner. Really enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And that is our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.